There's a sefer called Ninchas Nasan. It was written by a person who was a member of the Kodo Chazon Ish in Bnei Brak. Later became a yeshiva in Be'er Sheva. And he tells an amazing ma'isa. He says that he was in Eretz Yisrael, believed that when at the levaya of the Rav Schneur Cutler Zatzal. Schneur Cutler was the yeshiva of Lakewood. He was sick for many years. And he was walking with the stipler at the levaya. And he said to the stipler, he said, oh, there were so many tefillahs. You know, the yeshiva of Lakewood, he had talmidim all over the world. He was sick for years. Everyone was davening. And it didn't help. And the stipler said, chas v'shalom. Can't say such a thing. He says, there's a Gemara, there's a Chazal, it's a Medrash, it's in many places, that it's guaranteed every tefillah helps. He said, pshat is, it doesn't always help 100%. Sometimes it helps 50%. So the Chazal say, it doesn't does palga. So pshat is, and he says, Steiber gave an example. He says, you find person who's about tshuva, and you ask the person, what motivated you to become about tshuva? And the person will say that some amazing things happened to me, and that inspired me to become a Baal Tshuva. So the shayla is, why was he zeicha? He wasn't any such big tzaddik. Why was he zeicha to have a nes to be ma'irah him to do tshuva? So the stiper said, because generations before, his grandmother, a great grandmother, davened when she bench left, that her children should be religious. It's a song we sing. So there's a she davened. He says that tefillah has to be mekuyim. Elamai, she meant her son. Okay, the tefillah wasn't mekuyim 100%. The son had bechira chavshes. The son decided to become non-religious. But the tefillah has to be mekuyim. Mother had kavana. She said a tefillah, sincere tefillah. So Hashem has to make that one of her descendants has to be religious. So Hashem had to bring a nes to the son, to the grandson, to the great-grandson, whatever, until someone is chayzer to tshuva, so the tefillah will be mekuyim. So he said, likewise here, if a person davened, the people davened from Rav Schneur, so whatever reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a cheshbon, then Rav Schneur had to be nifter, but someone else, the Kain Rav Schneur, a different Rosh Yeshiva, a different Rebbe, a different parent perhaps, someone else would be saved. So the tefillah works partial, if not fully. So even when a tefillah is not mekuyim, the tefillah is guaranteed to work a certain extent. I was looking in the sefer just to find also this ma'isa. I see here he has another ma'isa. Also, this one was with Rav Chaim Kanevsky. He says that during the Gulf War was around 30 years ago, and at that point they were shooting missiles into Israel, and people were petrified because they thought there would be gas missiles. Iraq, I believe, was sending missiles, Saddam Hussein, and people were petrified. Imagine seeing their sealed rooms. And the Rav Chaim Kanevsky went ahead and said that there'll be no missiles land in Bnei Brak. Amazing thing. They were shooting, the main target was Tel Aviv. And Bnei Brak is not so far from Tel Aviv. And he said, no, Bnei Brak, don't have to worry, be protected. So he brings a ma'isa that he came, he saw that Rav Chaim Kanevsky looked a little more tired than usual. His eyes were a little bit bloodshot. So he asked him, why? So he says, I gave this haftacha, so I have to do something to make sure. So I stay up extra at night to daven. So I can't take off from my learning time. So I have to, and my day is full of, as it is, I'm full day learning. So what am I supposed to do? So I stay up extra to daven. So I sleep a little bit less than usual. So that's why my eyes are bloodshot. That's a koyach tefillah, that even the Gadol HaDor of Chaim Kanevsky, he has to stay up extra to daven. And in the schluss of that, there really was an amazing nes, and not a single missile landed in Bnei Brak during that war period. It was considered an amazing thing that people were talking about. It was also once we had it was one of the Gadol HaDor, which once came in the yeshiva, Rabbi Brevda, and he said, he spoke about how that a person comes Acher Me'ev Esrim, and he goes up to Shemayim, and the Malach shows him the book of all his mitzvahs. And the person starts looking at the mitzvahs, and he sees something, and he says there that you saved this person's life. And he says, excuse me, Mr. Malach, it's a mistake. I didn't save anyone's life. He says, yes, you did. You just don't know about it. Because again, it's the same idea. It could be either your tefillahs or your mitzvahs or something you did has your power. We believe that mitzvahs and tefillahs have this amazing power. So it's very likely that we're saving people's lives. So at this moment, we're going to say Tehillim. And Tehillim is what was set aside with Ruach HaKodesh, with the David HaMelech, that was said that the Tehillim was made for every tzara throughout the Doris, Tehillim was made for it. That was like the perfect Nusach HaTfira to be said for every tzara in Klal Yisrael. So when we say Tehillim, we should realize that we have a Haftacha, that there are many people that are jumping on airplanes, they want to go to Israel to do something. The biggest we can do is we can sit here and daven. We have Haftacha that our davening helps. And if it's not fully helped, it'll help Purta. Purta might mean it'll save some people's lives. Some people, instead of being killed, they'll just be wounded. Some people won't be hurt at all, Be'ezer Hashem. The tefillahs have this amazing koyach, and this could very well be like one of our greatest chusim, that we have the ability to actually save people's lives with our tefillahs.